أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة 71. نو. Title. نو. Noah is both the title and subject matter of this surah as it relates to the prophet Noah, peace be upon him. Period of revelation. It is one of the early surahs revealed in Mecca. Its contents indicate that it was sent down at a time when the Meccan unbelievers' opposition to the Prophet's mission had become quite intense and bitter. Subject matter and themes. This account of the Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, is not only related here for the sake of recounting his story, but it warns the Meccan unbelievers that if they treat the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the same manner as the Prophet Noah's community did, and if they do not mend their ways, then they will meet the same fate that befell the Prophet Noah's community. Although the above point is not explicit in this surah, it is implicit because of its circumstantial setting. The opening verse spells out the assignment that God entrusted to the Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, when he was appointed to this august office. Verses 2 to 4 recount how he started his mission and the main elements of his call. Verses 5 to 20 tell of the Prophet Noah's petition to God, detailing the hardships he suffered in the course of his preaching. Notwithstanding his best efforts to reform his community, he encountered stiff and obstinate opposition. The Prophet Noah's concluding petition features in verses 21 to 24. He tells God that his community has decisively rejected his call and is under the spell of their chiefs, who manipulate and misguide them in elaborate ways. Therefore, it is high time that they should relinquish their impatience, as for centuries he invited them to embrace the truth. After this, he despaired of them and concluded that they were highly unlikely to embrace the truth. His assessment was in full accord with the divine dispensation, for verse 25 says that God's chastisement overtakes his community in punishment for their misdeeds. The concluding verses of the surah contain the Prophet Noah's supplication at the time that divine chastisement befell his community. He sought forgiveness for himself and all the believers. Moreover, he pleaded to God that not a single unbeliever be spared, for they are totally devoid of any good. If any of them were to survive, then their descendants will also turn out to be unbelieving and wicked. While studying this surah, it is instructive to refer also to the Prophet Noah's account featuring elsewhere in the Quran, for example, in Al-A'raf 7:59-64, Yunus 10:71-73, Hud 11:25-49, Al-Mu'minun 23:23-31, Al-Shu'ara 26:15-122, Al-Ankabut 29:14-15, Al-Safat 37:75-82, and Al-Qamar 54:9-16.